However, if you look at a grid, so here's a typical grid used to define an aircraft. And you will see that the grid is highly non-uniform. And so that has a lot of computer science challenges. So there's a lot of work on on the computer science tools to support CFD, which comes because the grid is bound to be non-uniform in a rather dramatic fashion. And we'll see why that is quite soon. As you see from this picture, the grid has the property that is much finer near the aircraft than it is far from the aircraft. So that's not actually terribly intuitively unreasonable. If you think about airflow around an aircraft, what this says is that the critical parameters, velocity and density, are varying much more rapidly near the aircraft than they are far away. And so if we want to set up a grid, we need most of our points. We'd like to have roughly constant percentage change in each cell. That's going to happen most plausibly if we set up a grid that's got more points near the aircraft than far away.